Hi, this is Mozella, and this is my hesitation blog. I'm certain you're familiar with the images of the proverbial crossroads. Should I go left? Should I go right? Hesitation often throws us for a loop, no matter how long the pause. It can be damaging across a broad spectrum, or fill us with that uncomfortable feeling of uncertainty at the very least. We look through the tunnel and we may even see the light and others coming out successfully on the other side. Nevertheless, we stop, stare, consider, and reconsider, and then we reconsider just a little more. Time ticks, dollars are lost, and we lose momentum in a heartbeat. What's the cure? Of course, there's no one answer. It depends on what the underlying challenge is for each one of us. To make matters worse, our hesitation can lead to that dreaded word, procrastination. Whether you're a procrastinator or not, here are a few quick words of advice. Dr. David D. Burns, author of the Feeling Good Handbook, says, "People who are extremely successful know that motivation doesn't come first. Productive action does." His simple message states, the more you do, the more you'll feel like doing. But doing something comes first. If you stop yourself from hesitating for too long, perhaps, just perhaps, you can avoid procrastination altogether. I remember the first time one of my sons shared the famous scientific quote. I must have been asleep when I heard it as a student. But anyway, it says that an object in motion will stay in motion unless acted upon by an equal or stronger force. I'll repeat that. An object in motion will stay in motion unless acted upon by an equal or stronger force. I was really impressed. It made all the sense in the world, and I found it to be a way for me to really get myself moving. On the mountains I have hiked, I also found it to be a law that helped me to keep moving one foot in front of the other. Just like the mantra from the children's book, The Little Engine That Could, you might want to try chanting, "I think I can, I think I can," as you trudge on up life's mountains. You'll find that to be unstoppable, you do need to keep moving, stay focused, keep moving, believe, keep moving, adjust some plans as needed, and you got it, keep moving.